Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Lisa Wallant, now that's what I call Wallant. The Bay Area betches, betches.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passeretti.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Joey Grant,
the Grandmaster.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a cartoon parody of The Real Housewives of New York, and it's available on YouTube. Go check it out right now. And joining me is a wonderful person who is dressed in just a lovely burgundy shade today. I know this because it's a Crappens on Demand Day, which means we are filming this, and by filming I mean we put the cameras on Skype. As opposed to just doing audio. It's Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going, baby?
Oh, my God. It's going so well. I'm very excited about this new season of Below Deck. I'm, like, thrilled. But Crap is on Demand. If you want to watch us, not just listen to us, go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. And, by the way, in, like, few days, we're going to be in Atlanta, the same weekend as Atlanta Pride, for our two big shows. The early show, we are recapping the latest Real Housewives of Dallas, which should be amazing, as usual. I keep saying everything's amazing. It's amazing. Everything's amazing. The late show, we are doing a classic New York episode, the one with Ray. It's season 8, episode 7, Airing Your Dirty Laundry. It is such a good episode. One of the best ones. I was watching some clips from it this weekend, and I was like, oh my God, we are going to have so much fun recapping it. So come, please join us. Come to both shows. Do whatever you want. But we'd love to see you all there, and we want to fill as many seats as possible because that energy will just be amazing. So go to watchcrappens.com for tickets to that show. And then in addition to that, we are also going to Chapel Hill and Richmond next week. We're going to recap Orange County and Dallas in Chapel Hill and Richmond, respectively. And then after that, we have a bunch of shows. We're going to Tampa, Florida. We're going to Fort Lauderdale. We're going to Indianapolis, Chicago, New York, St. Louis, Philadelphia, Denver, closing out the year in Seattle, and then starting up back again in January with the Crappy Awards in downtown LA. Not a lot of tickets left for that, by the way. And Detroit, Columbus, Austin, also those tickets, I think less than 50 are left for Austin, and Houston, Texas. So a great, awesome schedule coming up. And if you come to our shows, by all means, be sure to wear some of the merchandise. We love that. And there's some awesome new merchandise in the store.
Yeah, Wondle. Go get it. Shannon Bulldore, if life gives you tacos, make taco salad and a dork and a twerk. And it's available in all styles, all sizes, even for babies. And lots of other stuff. Mugs, water bottles. Go on. Go get them, guys. Available for a limited time, okay?
Yeah, watchercrappens.com.
So today... Oh, Bueller needs attention.
Bueller needs... You know what? While you deal with Bueller, I can also say that last week we sent out the Crappens newsletter, and we got a bunch of people who were like, I didn't get it. I didn't get it, even though I signed up for it. Obviously, check your spam folders. Also, a lot of people didn't realize that, like, you know, with Gmail, there's, like, the different tabs. Bueller, I am trying to make an announcement, okay? It may be in one of those tabs, so take a look, because we can see like how many of them are opened or unopened. There are a bunch of them that got delivered that people did not open, because I don't think they realize where it is.
Rude!
So just like double check all your tabs in Gmail and your spam filters and all that, and it's there. And if you can't find it, I think there's a link on our social media, so everything should be okay. That was it. Newsletter update.
Let's
big
do it, everybody. Now, here we are for a new season of Below Deck Regular.
Below Deck Regular. Below Deck Classic.
Below Deck Original Flavor, yeah.
Yeah, it's so funny. It's so funny making the switch over from Below Deck Med to Below Deck Classic, because it's basically the same show, but you just start off with new people on the boat. There's no,
yeah,
like, difference.
Do.
It's like, you know?
Yeah, this show recasts every year. Like, they didn't bring Josiah back, or, you know, any. Well, they did bring more back. They're starting to bring more people back, but it is weird seeing them not cast certain people over again. But, man, you really forget sometimes who people are. Like, someone was talking about Baker today, and I had to look up Baker.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How did I forget Baker?
Yeah, Baker was like, yeah, man, what's going on, man?
Yeah, now I totally remember her. But, you know, these shows, it's like, scrub your brain for the new season.
I was a little surprised that Josiah was not back, since he was a fan favorite. I was also a little surprised that Riley wasn't back, since she was, you know, she was so, what's the word I'm looking for?
Controversial.
Well, she's impassioned. She's great for drama.
Girls, if you ever want that, just go read her Twitter. She's just fighting with people every day. It's hilarious.
She's always fighting about hunting. She's always like, you have a problem with hunting? I was like, I don't know. So,
yeah, here's a dead fox, and before you come after me, you bastards. Like, she's still her, you know, just
got
it.
Got it. She's hilarious. I know. I thought that she'd be back. Maybe she will be back on a future season, because she was sort of a TV gold. And Ross, I thought Ross, I mean, I just thought last season would all be back, basically.
Yeah, but they never are. They break your heart every year. But thankfully, we still have Miss Kate Chastain and Captain Lee, who's having a very sexy year. A lot of shirtless Captain Lee this year.
A lot of goddamn shirtless Captain Lee. Because I need to have my cereal and clean windows, and I'll take my goddamn shirt off because it's so hot in this goddamn country.
So we open, we are in Phuket, or Phuket, as
Phuket.
Educated people call it. Phuket.
Fun fact, I'm actually going to Phuket at the end of this month for a gay wedding. Can you believe it? A gay wedding is already very exciting, but I'm... First time in Asia, so I'm going there. So I'm basically keeping my eyes peeled, and I'm already very nervous based on this entire episode. I am like, because they have basically spent the entire episode melting, and I'm very nervous for myself.
Yeah, I sweat when it's 60 degrees outside. I don't need no fuck it. Okay, I do not need that in my life. You know, I would just be a complaining mess.
Yeah, it just looks hot and humid and totally beautiful. But also, like, I don't know how humans can exist in that temperature.
And they do, and it's so beautiful. So it here is. We start. Real quick cuts of the intro to the season. I'm so excited to be in Thailand. Kate. I'm so excited. This has been on my bucket list for years. Wow,
Thailand. This is exciting.
Kate's excited face.
Yeah, wow, where the water's clear and there's no air conditioning anywhere in this country.
I've been to paradise. And I've also been to me, which is paradise. Huh?
Been to China.
R-O-F-L.
I have been to me, yeah. By the way, I was just going to say, I really appreciate you making that reference.
What, been to paradise?
Because
I've never been to
But me. I've never been to me. Charlene, classic Charlene reference.
Yes. So Captain Lee is like, sometimes the inmates think they run the asylum. Well, they need a goddamn wake-up call, goddammit.
He probably says that about everything he does, right? He goes to Applebee's like, okay, sir, my name is Nicholas. Can I recommend the popcorn strip? Oh, okay, another inmate running the asylum again. I'll tell you what I goddamn want when I ask for your goddamn name next time.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, he says they need a wake-up call all the time. He's like the Target customer service. Listen, I got this Ninja Blender, and he's a goddamn wake-up call. You're going to take it back. or I don't care how many days it's been. God damn it.
Hey, Target, I got one of these gold-plated pineapples that you sell. Guess what? It needs a wake-up call because it's not a real pineapple. Take it back.
Fucking pineapple. Pineapples are everywhere. Yeah. So, Ashton, now Ashton is bouncing. Look at that. I need to learn a lot, but I'm going to have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. He's going to have a lot of fun. That means he's going to get drunk and bang a hooker in a production van.
Yeah, so we did we did a episode on our bonus episode. I'm sorry, my voice. We did a bonus episode covering the preview of this. So if you guys want to go here, we made a bunch of really inaccurate guesses from what I can remember. One of them was this chef. I'm still not really sure what to make of the chef, except that he's going to be a giant asshole. But I'm kind of liking him too. I'm not sure what to say about him.
I don't know. He looks talented. He's, from what he's plated, he seems very talented. Because we basically suffered through like a season of Below Deck Med where there was just a lot of food issues. And, you know, Ben came in towards the end and did some elevated stuff. But honestly, just in the first episode, this guy put out some real sort of like wow moments. So he looks talented, which means he will be probably an awful person.
Yeah, as Kate says.
Yeah.
He's like, I've been a pro chef for 15 years and a yacht chef for 6. And I guess I can come across as cocky. I've made some waitresses cry.
Mainly because I shat all over them. I have a weak intestinal system.
Oh, God. Yeah, this. If you guys don't like poop talk, you're not going to like this episode.
This must have
okay?
been tough for you, this Ronnie,
is,
huh?
Listen, I hate poop talk. This is like Brandy and Stephanie wrote this episode.
Ronnie hates poop talk. I actually am okay with poop talk, oddly enough. And this episode
you
was like...
You love poop
talk. It was right... It was front and center, right? And like they had all the audio. I mean, it was full-on poop talk.
And then we get Simone, who is already
paging
supporting
Stu Simone.
Character. Paging Stu Simone, who loves cleaning and doing laundry, unlike Married to Medicine Simone.
Yeah, exactly. We also have Courtney, who she's actually my breakout star because she seems like she's just going to like just get worse and worse and worse. And I'm really excited for that to happen.
Yes. She's like, I like yachting, but I don't like working. So,
well, you chose the perfect profession where you're working and not yachting.
Except when you're on the yacht working. Dumbass! So then Brian...
he's hot.
Yeah, we see, so this is all like little preview stuff, right? But we still kind of meet people. Brian's like, how does Brian talk? I don't know.
I think he's also South African. I think like we have a very large South Africa. We have 3 South Africans on the cast this season, which means we really have to start shaping up that because our South African accent is just sort of like a weird New Zealand accent. We just sort of say these and yee and yee. So we probably have to like figure out how to do it or not. We can just keep doing our sort of pan Australian accent for everything.
Yeah, why not? We use it for everything. Listen, you get 5 voices here from me. Just tailor them up. So, Brian's like, I work hard to get where I am, but I want to be. Well, what's life without a bit of fun, huh? Ding! And he's totally hot.
Yeah.
And then we get Tanner. Oh, God. So Tanner's like, the stereotype from Long Island is a flid, which means fucking Long Island douchebag.
Yeah.
And then we see him like doing like a kneeling kind of keg stand thing with water or something. And then he's like, my motto is GVO, good vibes only. I'm like, okay, you already ruined it. Like, okay, you can't say you're not a douchebag and then just start giving anagrams.
You
for
can't.
Everything.
No, you can't have two anagrams.
Is that
acronyms.
The right word? Acronyms.
You can't do anagrams or acronyms, okay? He
I'm
is
naming
banned
my first daughter
from wordplay. He's banned from wordplay, as far as I'm concerned. First of all, FLID, I've never heard of FLID. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but like, it's not funny. Like, FLID. Oh, he's a FLID. Like are you trying to make FLID a thing? Fucking
yeah,
Long Island douchebag.
That. Yeah, he's coming on and trying to make his own. What is the Jersey Shore thing? Gym Tan Laundry GTL.
GTL. Yeah, but that felt more like at least they didn't try to make it into a word like jittle. You know, they weren't like, hey, jittle, Gym Tan Laundry. He's like FLID. You know, FLID. I'm like,
yeah, but then
FLID.
He comes back to Earth with GVO, good vibes only, and then we see
no,
him in his head.
I don't respect him for making an acronym out of like a very played out t-shirt like saying, you know, good vibes only.
It's like gather.
Gather.
That's what we say in Long Island is splits. Gather.
That's what we say in Long Island. Gather. It stands for good and tedious hearts.
Enter
rehab. Good and tedious hearts enter rehab.
And then we see the captain saying, pack your... And then Kate going, I quit. And then walking along the dock going, don't follow me. Don't follow me. Don't follow me.
Is that Pad Thai? Okay, you can follow me. So then we get the opening credits. No, that's the Below Deck Med theme. Below Deck Med theme has sort of a melody. The Below Deck Med theme goes dan 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 da 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 da, but Below Deck is just like dan 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 dan. It just sort of is like that.
That's all I hear in my...
Wait, I have the theme song here. Wait, I have the theme song. Wait, let me pull up the theme song. I should have had this prepared. But I do
have...
No, that's Med. I'm telling you, that's Med. I'm going to get it up. I'm getting it up, and we're going to hear. I'm going to get it... Just vamp, everyone. Vamp until I get it into position.
Dun. Dun, dun. Well, while we're talking
Okay, here. Here we go. Ready? Are you ready? I'm going to press... Wait, hold on. A few more frames. Okay, ready? Here we go. This is the Below Deck theme song. Of course, it's not. Of course, no audio is coming out. Thanks a lot, you bitch. Why is it not playing the audio? That really makes me really mad. Really mad. I was about to do a whole demonstration here, and like... You know, this is just not... Okay, here. Because Below Deck Med is the one that goes dun dun
dun dun.
Let's see if I.
They've really outdone themselves making two separate theme songs.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's they've yeah, it's just it's the sort of production we expect from Bravo.
It is, and then guess what else we get. The fuck it Trixie Monocle.
Saying fuck it. It's Fouquet.
The Fouquet Trixie Monocle. The Fouquetian Trixie Monocle. Fouquetian.
The Fouquenasian.
Fouquenasian Trixie Monocle. So Captain is like, well, Kate's going to be nice and sweaty from walking down the block. And here comes Kate in our favorite Below Deck costume. The scarf, the Kate scarf, which she will wear if she's on a date or when she's going somewhere formal. I love that she's just kept that scarf moving throughout the years.
The real question is, since it's so hot in Phuket, will Kate ever have an opportunity to bust out her light sweater that she wears in the evenings or in the early mornings when it's like a little cool out?
Oh, hell yes. How dare you even question that?
You think the little beige light sweater is going to be able to come out?
Oh, yeah. She'll find a way. She'll get freezing somehow. There will be a storm or something. It's Below Deck, you know. They'll freeze them somehow.
She's just going to knock on, like, God's door. Be like, hi. So the guests are complaining that it's actually a little too warm in Phuket. Do you think maybe we could just lower the temperature? I'm just concerned about their happiness for a good tip. Thanks, God. And then, like, all of a sudden it's cooler.
Get cold, you know. That's a known fact. Then people are colder than normal people. So she's like, wow, it's hot here. Thailand is like any other place on the planet. It's beautiful, the massages are great, and I love the Pad Thai.
Pad Thai is actually the name of my first stew. She's so good. We had to fire her already, though.
Peppermint Patty Thai. God.
I do love Pad Thai. I do. I love Pad See You, too. Sometimes I can't decide which one I like more.
I don't like anything that says, I see you. Like, stop
Pad
looking
see at you. That's it's basically a dish that's about Padma. Seeing you. I see you.
Did you mean to be seen while I'm eating you, noodle?
Did you mean to sweat in Phuket? I'll tell you one person who could never go to Phuket. My dear friend Gail Simmons. Have you ever seen like a creamsicle just melt in your hands? That's basically her. Bless her heart. She would lick her own self up.
We call it the Gail lick. She just can't stop licking herself.
Guess that's Irish too.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Come see us in Atlanta on October 12th. Two shows, 7 p.m. we're recapping Real Housewives of Dallas, 10 p.m. we're recapping a classic New York episode called Airing Your Dirty Laundry. It's with Ray, Season 8, Episode 7. WatchWhatCrappens.com for tickets.
So she comes in to meet to see the captain. He's like, he's working. He's like, who the hell designs charts and doesn't put depths on them? Oh, hey, a kid.
So they have a nice hug.
Hey, a kid. How's it going?
So they have a nice hug, and then we learn that there's going to be a new chef named Kevin, and we cut to him, and he just drops his bag as he's walking to the boat. Already a bad sign if you're getting the slapstick edit.
Yeah, they're like, ah, he's talented. He's worked on 138 meters before. And then they cut to him just dropping his bag. And Kate's like, wow, that's a lot of food. So then we see they keep cutting back and forth to Simone, who can't figure out which the door is. Which one is the door? She's like, is it left or right?
Yeah. We learned that the stews are going to be Simone and Courtney. And meanwhile, Ashton comes on board. And he's back to be the bosun this season. And Kate's like, because Captain Lee says Ashton is going to be the bosun. And Kate goes, I mean, he kind of earned it. Which is so funny because, like, I love how even her compliments just sound like they're insults. He kind of earned it.
Yeah.
You know, he fell off. You know, he was totally irresponsible and didn't pay attention to safety and almost lost his life. So I guess he earned it.
And Captain's like, Fowler hasn't changed much. She's a comfy old broad. Which is also how people describe me. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Have a lot in common with that boat.
Valor looked nicer, by the way. Valor looked like it got a facelift.
It did look nicer, yeah.
I don't remember what it looked like last time, but I don't feel like we ever had a boat that was like all stark white, you know? Like, I feel like last time there was a lot of lapis lazuli or whatever it's called, you know?
Is that a font?
Maybe. It's like that blue. It's also probably the name of like someone who just signed up for like UCB 101 improv. Hi, I'm Lapis Lazuli. Yes, and I guess I already have a handle on this, I guess you could say. I'm Lapis Lazuli.
Oh, God. Everyone's like, you made up that name. Liar. So Courtney and Simone meet each other, and Ashton is saying hi to Captain Lee. And the captain's like, ha, look at you. Both feet. Got them both still. Good for you, kid.
That's a callback to when you almost killed yourself last season on the yacht. So anyway, you're a bosun now, so that's fun.
I'm going to remind you of that shadily every chance I get. All right. A little later when I tell you how to put the ropes, put it over.
It's like, he got dragged into the ocean. I think he'll remember this time how to do it.
So Ashton's looking at who his crew is going to be, and he sees there's someone named Abigail, and he goes, well, let's hope that she doesn't have red hair. And then just cuts to her, just with this big red hair, walking down the dock to the boat.
Did she not have a headshot on her page? Because everyone else has like a little headshot, right? Like, hi.
You know, I don't
know. Or is that just the guests?
I'm sure she did.
Maybe I'm thinking of the guests. So yeah, Ashton's like, hope she doesn't have red hair so I don't bang her. And he's like, ha! Sexual harassment's hilarious in Phuket. Isn't it amazing how things are just completely disregarded once you're on the water?
Like below deck and its terrible record of...
I don't think that was sexual harassment.
Not yet.
I thought it was just a reference to like, Riley. Hey.
Oh, it was Riley. I thought he was saying, I hope I don't want to bang her. Like, I hope I'm not attracted to her.
No, no.
Well, you know, now who's a sexual aggressor? Me, now who for assuming what you're thinking.
Well, guess who just projected some sexuality onto a Riley reference?
Guess who's eating his foot now? Glad you've got them both, kid.
Wow, Ronnie, it sounds like you need a one-way ticket out of here.
Oh, I'll take it. You know, I'm the only person on this show who would be like, a free plane ticket? I will totally take it. Can I choose where I get to get sent to? Thanks.
Maybe to Prague. So then, so now we meet our other deckhands, Brian and Tanner, who we mentioned before, And then Captain Lee's like, well, I haven't been very Captain Lee-like in the past 30 seconds, so let me just say one thing to you, Ashton. I hope Ashton really steps up, because babysitting is not going to happen. Ain't going to happen this time, no babysitting, okay? It's going to be called Adventures and Not Babysitting. Adventures and anything but babysitting, just adventures.
Yeah, guess what? What club this isn't? The Babysitter's Club. Got it?
You know what this club is called? It's called the Stepping Up Club, not the Babysitting Club. It's the Stepping Up and Doing
Baby
Things.
Standing Club.
It's the Initiative Club. Club Initiative. Adventures in Initiative.
It's not the Babysitting Club. It's the Adult Standing Club. All right?
Adults Standing and Having Initiative Club.
So Courtney and Simone are talking, and Simone's like, where are you from? And Courtney's like, Vancouver, Canada, you, South Africa. She's like, oh, is my accent that hinting? She's like, yes.
Yeah, Courtney just looks at her like, it is. It is a hinting accent. Like, when Courtney gave her that, like, unnecessary
Courtney,
stink face.
Dead-eyed.
Yeah, she just gave such a stink face about that, about her accent. I was like, oh my god, I love her. She's gonna be awful.
Yeah, I just put Courtney dead-eyed. Yes. And Simone's like, every time I speak, people are like, wait, my lips are moving too fast. So I'm like, okay, I like her.
I like Simone too. I feel bad because Simone's probably gonna have to deal with a lot of shit from Courtney, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think everybody around Courtney's going to deal from shit from Courtney. She's just one of those people.
Yeah.
It's like, how was dinner? It sucked. I've had better food. Everything was terrible. The bitch is terrible. I hated the water. That was filtered water. I'm like, proof.
So Kevin is on board. And so Kate meets Kevin in the hallway. She's like, okay, well, this is going to be your room. You're going to be rooming with Ashton. And you guys can figure out whether you're going to be top or bottom, whatever. He goes, I'm like a bottom. I was like, okay, well, you just set us up. Set us
and
up.
She's like, okay, I'm just going to let that one roll right off of me.
Yeah, if the season's young, I'm going to work my way up to those sort of jokes. I'll just tilt my head a little bit and go,
You're hot. Yeah, so, there's that. And she's like, wow, you know, if I had a dollar for every crazy yacht chef I work with, I would own a yacht with a crazy chef.
And then Kate, she's like, Kevin looks like Tom Cruise mixed with Hugh Grant, and I hope he's gonna break the mold of the crazy chef. But God has a wicked sense of humor, and I'm pretty sure he will be. Oh, and he's shitting in the bathroom already. Okay, yes, no, he did not break the mold. He's terrible. Yes, okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Tom Cruise and Hugh Grant are both hot, but I don't think anybody wants Hugh Grant mixed with Tom Cruise. Like, nobody goes looking for that.
I don't,
you know, days. Like, maybe if it was, you know, pretty crazy couch jump and
I'm not looking for a Hugh Grant Tom Cruise moment. Like, I don't even know how that's possible to, like, mix Tom Cruise's hyper energy and intensity with Hugh Grant's, like, low-key bashfulness. Like, does that even work? Like, I think that, like, Kate just created a black hole of personality. Like, they, like, those who just came together created a black hole, and then any people around that, like, that mixture of people just get sucked into it, and we never hear from them again.
Yeah. So she's like, so I heard you work on quite large boats. She's like, 138 meters. Yeah. Like, oh God, here we go.
Yeah.
Then the Long Island guy is coming on the boat, Tanner, and he's like, Jiminy.
Yeah. Where did that come from? Jiminy. I was like, yeah, that's just another flid for you, just saying Jiminy. So then Abby is talking to one of the other deckhands, and she's like, sailing's my passion, but I've actually never worked on a motorboat. I was like, oh, great. Glad to see you'll be taking this job. And she goes, I used to work in law, and then I just said, fuck this, and I moved to Greece. You know, my gut is my best friend. I'm like, she is going to be a problem. She will be.
Your gut is your poor friend, okay? Your gut is your poor friend, because the rich friend would have been like, stay in law school. She's like, I was in law enforcement. Yeah, fuck this. And she's like, growing up, we didn't have a lot of money. But then, you know, Greece. And my family was like, she has a full scholarship to law school. How dumb is she? And I was like, oh, my God, be a lawyer. Then you could charter the boat. Because I just imagine that all lawyers are just dripping with diamonds and money, you know, because I watched The Good Wife and The Good Fight, the spinoff, where the lawyers on that are like worth $90 zillion, you know?
Yeah. And you got to imagine that Celino and Barnes are just like raking it in, you know?
Yeah. And then this Tanner guy is exactly who you think. Like, he's so the Long Island go. Because she's like, where are you from? And he's like, New York originally, but I live in Lauderdale now.
Yeah.
Okay. Forbid you waste time on the fort.
Yeah. And by the way, great way to tie in the fact that we have a Fort Lauderdale show coming up. So, you know, exciting.
Yeah.
That's all I had to say about that.
Like, baby. So, yeah, she's like, well, that's great. He's like, well, if you're a Mets fan, I won't like that. And she's like, I'm not a Mets fan. I'm from Boston. He's like, even worse.
Yeah. I don't like Tanner. I have to say, he rubs me the wrong way. He really, really does. I
like Tanner because he acts so confident and, like, you know, he could kick your butt, but he still waxes his eyebrows, which means, like, he's really deeply insecure. No offense, people yeah. who wax their eyebrows. I know that's probably 80%. Just me, like, guys doing it, you know? I don't know. I feel like he still has a need for approval. That's what I'm trying to say.
I know, and you really enjoy that.
I do.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't like him because I feel like if I were in a situation with him, I'd be forced to, like, laugh at jokes that he makes that I don't think are funny. And then I'd have to, like, later on, have to have, like, a talk with Kate and be like, he's not funny, right? I always laugh to be polite, but he's not funny. And then like she'd be like, yeah, no, he's not funny at all. I'm so glad you said that. And then we bond over it, which would be fun. But then going forward, every time I told a bad joke, now that I've verbalized it, they would annoy me even more. You know?
I see. I feel you. I just yeah. like
it's like once you let the cat out of the bag.
Because yeah. I like to have that stamp that says no, and I just say no, I don't approve. You know, mm-hmm. makes me feel powerful.
Yeah.
So then Kate meets her stews and. She's like, so we're going to have a talk about experience. So, Courtney, tell me about your favorite part of working on a yacht. And Courtney's like, I only really did one. I guess I like the guests, but service makes me nervous because I'm not used to servitude. I was like, oh, my God.
Kate's like, okay. Let me just – I want – Courtney, do you see the angle of my head vis-a-vis my neck? This is the I'm judging you angle, and I'm not happy with what I'm finding. That's what I'm right here. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so, like, okay, this Anna. Great.
So why does service make you uncomfortable? And she's basically like, I was like an only child, and like I just was used to a lot of people giving me attention, and like I'm used to being served, not me serving other people. It's like, okay, so you basically want to be on TV. Like, why are you here? Why are you here?
Why are you in service, you dumbass? So then Kate's like, well, what's your least favorite part? I think she just told you.
Yeah.
But okay. I like that that's considered her positive part.
Yeah. And she's like, my least favorite part is ironing. Like, I don't even understand how it works. Like, you just put an iron on clothing and then just magically flattens out. Like, what sort of thing is that?
I went to school and I learned absolutely nothing, okay? I think I actually lost brain cells. And now I have to work to pay off student loans.
Yeah. This is stupid. I want to be sitting at the table, okay? I hate this.
And then Simone's like, well, I've been doing this for maybe 2 years. I mostly help with laundry, but, you know, service, I need some guidelines, but I'm good at laundry. It's like, never say that. Never say I'm good at laundry. Say I'm good at service, even if you suck. Haven't you watched this show?
Yeah, because she's going to be stuck in that laundry room the entire season, and then she's going to get mad, and then she's going to say that she feels like she's not being used, all the usual stuff.
I know. And then we see her the rest of the episode. All she does is laundry. Every time they cut to her, she's just like a pile of fucking laundry. Poor thing.
Yeah. So now, so Courtney's going to be the third stew because she doesn't really know what she's doing. And Simone's going to be the second stew. And then, meanwhile, up on the deck, Abby is talking to Brian. And she's like, so do you guys get like American TV in South Africa? And he's like, yeah, we get it all. I mean, it's not like animals are running around everywhere. She's like, Oh, you know, she was like just about to ask about like if his hut has running water.
Yeah. So Ashton comes to meet them and he's like, hello, I'm Ashton. I'll be your bosun. And Abby goes, sweet tits.
He's like, I don't understand what that means. But in where I come from, that's a huge insult. So.
So he makes Brian his lead deckhand. And he's like, let's make this a pleasant experience, shall we? So then he introduces them to Kate. And she's like, oh, hi, Abby. You're my roommate.
Yeah, so that means you'll be on the top bunk and you'll be doing what I say. So, yeah.
So, to get your fingers orange from putting hot and fiery Cheetos into my mouth while I'm trying to sleep.
We're going to be having a lot of girl talk. And by girl talk, it'll be me talking and you listening. And you can't turn against me because otherwise I'll make your life a living hell. Great. Yeah.
Good to meet you.
So then Tanner tells us that he also got a business. He actually went through. I don't know if Courtney went all the way through business school, but Tanner got a business degree. But now he likes doing yachting because, like, you know, being barefoot and being a t-shirt for a living, that's like how you live a life. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this is like the most educated crew we've ever seen. Like, ever law school, 2 business degrees. I mean, there's going to be someone who, like, just finished up, like, some crazy, like, went to Johns Hopkins and special, just finished up a residency in urology. And I was like, and then I decided I just want to be on a boat.
Yeah.
What's going on with this crew?
Yeah. So then we get the staff meeting. It's like, welcome aboard, Valor. All right. Now, before we get to anything, I want to introduce you to the crew, 2 crew members. I'm sure I'm not going to have to goddamn babysit. Kay and Darian. All right. Yeah. The chief engineer.
Kay and Darian. Was Darian on last season too? I feel like we had Darian last time, oddly enough.
I don't know. I only like a buck and a duck, you know, when they rhyme. I don't like these.
Like Larry and Barry. The season. Yeah, I think it was Larry and Barry. Yeah.
Yeah.
Larry and Barry.
I don't know who these non-rhyming workers are. I get rid of them.
Tet and Darian, please. So Captain Lee goes,
all right, couple of rules about behavior, okay? I don't want to catch you embarrassing yourself or the boat. Or the clean windows, if you know what I'm saying. And if I have to bail anybody out of jail, you will go straight to the airport. You will not collect $200. That's right. It's a reverse monopoly where you go from jail to the airport, which is now a new space on the board. There will be no community chests, but there will be a chance that I will be reading Railroad, minus the Railroad, the Riot Act, if you know what I'm saying. Hashtag I'm
just Himble. Like this. Hashtag Himble?
Thimble.
Hashtag tiny tennis shoe.
Hashtag dog.
I'm out of Monopoly things that I remember. Hashtag blue dollars.
And now let me tell you something. If any goddamn person on this crew tries to buy a house or even a hotel on goddamn Mediterranean Avenue, guess what? This is Below Deck Classic, not Below Deck Med. One-way ticket to jail and then the airport.
All right. Either the airport or a donkey I might make climb over cliffs and cliffs for you to find the airport, which was hilarious. I'm never going to forget that one, all right?
Now, who's going to be the shoe? Who's the shoe?
So Abby's just looking at him this whole time like, oh my God, he's terrifying.
Yeah, she is very, very scared.
Now, last year, I don't know if I've mentioned this, but Ashton over there almost lost a leg, all right? So I cannot stress radios enough. Video killed the radio star, all right? But it saved Ashton's life. Make that out in your head, all right, Shu?
Abby's like,
I cannot stress radios enough. Get to work!
See, that stressed out the radio right there. I can't stress it out enough.
Get to work, radio.
So 24 hours before the guests arrive. Provision!
Provision apocalypse.
Yeah.
So
everybody's just drinking a ton of water because everybody's really, really hot.
I hate watching the provisions because it reminds me too much of when I've had to do stuff like that in other jobs. When I've had like
dairy things, yes.
You know, like I hate that. It reminds me of when I was a PA and like I had to bring like boxes of Crystal Geyser waters from the van to here and then back and forth. And it's like the worst. And like watching it, when I watch them do that stuff, it doesn't make me feel like I'm part of the yachting experience. It just reminds me of times when I've had to, like, do that. Or, like, just even for my parents. Like, Benjamin, bring the Crystal Geyser up from downstairs. I'm like, Dad.
Oh, I still hate that. I try and pretend I don't hear them coming home when I'm staying at home. Like, I don't hear the garage door open. I'm like, I don't have to help with groceries. I'm like, what are you, 10?
You're always
old. Get your ass.
It doesn't matter how old you are. If you're already doing something and then someone shows up, and then it's like, help with the groceries. You just never want to do it, ever. Because you're already doing something.
Totally with you. So they're drinking water. And then Abby is talking to Brian. And guess what, guys? Brian is our cast member of the season. who's doing it for his daughter. Ooh. You know, I had my daughter with my girlfriend. Then things got kind of terrible because I was drunk all the time. And then, you know, it's like the same story we have every single year. Is that
he's
just
basically Ross?
Yeah.
He's like, I have a daughter. It was my high school sweetheart. And basically, I drank too much and things went south. And I just want to be a role model for my daughter. Want to be a role model for my daughter? I'm like, well, don't go on reality TV because that's not where it's going to happen.
So then,
working it back.
The crew mess and five, Ashton, Kevin, and Kate, because it's time for the meet. Another meeting.
Preference. He's like, all meeting.
Right. Charter one, Michael Castellano, entrepreneur of many businesses of business, blah, 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 has his own plane ticket home. Who cares? Doesn't need babysitting.
If Michael Castellano is not the name of a character on an 80s sitcom, I don't know what is.
Right? Michael Castellano, he's a flit.
He's a flid. You ever see, remember that sitcom on NBC? Flid.
Flids.
Flids. Sorry. It was about this guy named Michael Castellano, who is like, he's a nice guy, but he moves to Bayonne. And so everyone there is a flid, but he's not. And it's just like, what does Michael Castellano do to fit in with all these flids? Also starring Angela from Who's the Boss.
And then there was a spinoff, Flid Out of Water. When he moved to a different town, it still didn't fit in again. Right after he learned how to fit in. It's
and then they made
crazy.
This,
Jivo.
And then they made this cartoon version. They do this cartoon version that they air on Saturdays where they said, like, what would happen with these guys if it was, like, you know, back in dinosaur times? So you have Flid Flintstone, and it's called Meet the Flidstones. It's great. It's hilarious.
Flid Babies.
Flid Babies.
I was thinking about Muppet Babies the other day.
You know, they brought it back. And it's
they did?
CGI.
Maybe that's what I was thinking of.
It's CGI, and I'm like, it's like, I cannot, I'm morally opposed.
Why? I love CGI. That's an art form. Those people
no,
work very
I'm not,
hard.
I'm not opposed to CGI. I'm opposed to Muppet Babies in CGI, because Muppet Babies should be 2D like they always were. I'm sorry. I'm a Muppet Baby traditionalist. I will not see them in 3D.
You have to plug into a wall to talk into them.
I do not want to see Animal in 3D as a CGI 3D. If he's going to be in 3D, make him a Muppet. Like an actual puppet.
Yeah. So, So he's coming in, and he wants a private candlelight dinner with a violinist because he's going to propose to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And Kate's like, this is very advanced level, okay? Two dinners in one night and two stews you don't like service.
Reverse, huh?
Difficult, so.
Reverse, huh? Reverse, huh? Reverse, I also huh? like that when they're looking at the guests, Kate just looks at them and goes, very cute couple. I mean,
I'm sorry that this is coming upon me right now in the middle of your sentence, but is Flid Dilf backwards?
I think it is. I don't think you even have to write it down. I think it is. Flid.
Math, Ben. It is Dilf, right?
It is.
Dilf. Okay, there's some useless knowledge for you guys, okay?
It's
Michael
like,
Castellano, it's the Flid, the Dilf of Flids.
You know what Tulsa is backwards? A slut. How about that?
God.
How about that?
See, yours was more disrespectful than mine.
No, mine is like very respectful because it's an homage to Golden Girls, which was from a time when slut shaming was fun for the whole family. Because that show, all they do is call people sluts.
That was some Saturday night fun times for the.
It was just like Dorothy saying, "No, you slut," to Blanche all the time.
So then we go to Courtney ironing. Which is, she's ironing with Simone. She's like, oh my God, I can't iron. This is so crazy. They just re-wrinkle. Why can't this work? I just don't. Now, that girl's smart, okay? She may be obnoxious at the beginning, but she's smart. She knows how to get out of ironing.
Yeah. Also, I was like, what am I doing up on screen there complaining about ironing that re-wrinkles? I was like, oh, wait, no, that's Courtney. Because that's my whole thing. I iron, and I'm like, there, I ironed this shirt, and I pick it up, and it all re-wrinkles. And then I complain to no one, and I'm like, it just re-wrinkled. But it does re-wrinkle. How do you make it not re-wrinkle?
Ironing's a fucking nightmare. No one should be subjected to that.
No one.
So let's see here.
So then Simone starts talking about how like 0.02% of people in yachting are people of color. So she's had to work really hard to get where she is because a lot of times people wanted blonde hair, blue eye, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm like, I'm actually pretty glad they addressed that because it's something that we mentioned. Like finally there's like a person of color on the staff, which is good. And then And she's like talking about how she's had to work so hard to get to where she is in yachting. And then it just cuts back to Courtney going, it's wrinkled again.
Get iron. So then Kevin is doing like that weekly meal prep thing you do where he's putting everything in Tupperwares. He's just getting all of his ingredients separated into Tupperware.
Like all the nuts, all the different nuts in a different Tupperware container. Yeah, and it says 10:15 p.m.
Yeah, and he's just staying up with his Tupperwares. And he goes, question Kate. And she's like, yes. Yes, he's, Kevin. He's like heading a cabinet.
Yeah. And he's like, do you happen to have a label maker? And she's like, okay. Yeah, love the concept. Love the anal retentiveness. Love how specific that request is and how you want to be organized. Don't love that you didn't come with your own, because you could have done that. And also, you may notice I'm cleaning and we have guests coming tomorrow, so maybe you should focus on other things. I guess I would say is that's a second tier priority because there's a lot to do. So love the enthusiasm, hate the ability to not see how unimportant that is right now. Thank you. Going back into the cabinet. Bye.
Like how she does her first response is to talk to him like he's five, because that's always her first thing when she goes, what are you labeling?
He's like, well, I have to put all the spices and stuff into different things. I need to know what they are. She's like, well, I mean, you could just smell them. You're a chef, so you could just open up and smell what's on the inside. You know,
that's what your nose is for.
Oh, you know what's a good idea? Don't take them out of the original containers that had the labels already on them. You know?
Yeah. Guess what? It's coming containers.
Yeah, okay. They're pre-labeled.
Got some twisty ties. You want those?
Yeah. How about how about you look at the nuts and you can see that the cashews are the ones that are shaped like cashews and the pecans are the ones that are shaped like pecans. That also is really, it's almost like your eyes are labeling them for you.
Yeah. So he's already pissed off at her. And tonight goes to morning and people are getting ready. And so Kate's like, okay, so for the wine they like Pinot Grigio, Cabernet, Rosé. But by the way, how confident are you making drinks? And Simone's like, mm-mm. You know what I really laundry. I'm like, Simone, you're
stop doing
me.
That to yourself. No, but Simone's got it right. You know why? Because it was Kate who said the best thing to do is the ironing, because you're down there and you're alone and you don't have to deal with all the other people, right? Like, she loved ironing. So Simone actually has it figured out. And so, and then Courtney, who's like in the kitchen, just probably like discuss that or something, like, ew, what's a counter? Kate's like, do you know how to make an old fashioned? She's like, ugh, oh yeah. Isn't it just like rye and like maraschino cherry and like an orange peel and like some sour or whatever, and like you just put it together and like an ice cube? And the kid's like, actually, yeah, that's actually correct. Courtney's like, the only reason I know what drinks are is because I just enjoy drinking them. So I'll have an old fashioned, please. Thanks. Like, you're talking to your producer. They are not going to serve you.
I would be drinking a margarita, or I'd be drinking a mimosa, or I'd be sky's the limit. Just like, really going crazy there with your champagne and your mimosas.
Yeah. So Kevin is like, so I think that for lunch, we're going to do some vegetable takis. We'll do them family style, you know, family style. And Kit's like, or we could do plated. We could do plated. Yeah. Yeah, plated.
And he's like, no, I don't like this. And she's like, well, family style is a gimmick because, like, look how much food I can make. Woo. Meanwhile, I have to carry more dishes and wash more plates. So.
And the chef doesn't have to worry about plate composition. So, Yeah.
Have fun lacking art. Okay.
Yeah. Have fun pawning off all the work onto me. You're Tyler Stu, who's already looking for that Tupperware that I had put in the cupboard and that you took out to put things in without labels. Great, thanks.
So everybody's getting in position, and then the guests are very fancy, you know, because the guy comes in and he's like, feels much cooler than Bangkok.
Yeah, I'm Michael Castellano. And then his girlfriend looks like Katy Perry, and she's like, I think it's hotter because it's, you know, I mean, I'm like hot and then I'm cold, and it's like yes and then no, yeah, left and then right, up and then down, you know.
Baby, you're a firework.
Wow. What a strange new place we're in. It's like, I almost feel like an alien here. Like, I'm an alien.
If I'm not fed soon, I'm going to roar. So.
Anyway, watch out for the California girls. We're getting on a yacht.
So they all come on the boat, and we get the tour of the boat and the robot toilet. And everyone's like, wow, robot toilet, can't wait to shit on robots. And then a Terminator commercial plays where the robots are fucking murdering us all, you know. You're shitting on your robots, humans. Like, we're totally asking for this.
Was there a Terminator commercial?
No. I just watched a lot of TV over the past few days, and I've seen it. Have you seen the new Terminator commercial?
Like, no. It's the scariest Terminator ever built.
There's the new Terminator movie.
Oh, I saw it a few weeks ago. I think
Linda Hamilton's a badass in it. She's, you know, well, I guess she's always a badass, but she's still a badass, I guess.
But she's like, I'm Linda Hamilton and I'm older now, but guess what? Your toilet is leading the revolution and I'm going to stop it. John Connor, analog toilets for you.
Yeah, shooting toilets. She just comes on the boat and starts shooting the toilet.
She replaces you, toilet. Robot toilet.
She replaces them all with tushies. See, it's a bidet, but it's analog.
So let's see. So this is a very important thing. There's two important things that happen right now. On the tour, I open an apology because what I was calling the crow's nest is actually called the bunny pad.
No.
So,
Yeah, but I think the bunny pad, I thought the bunny pad was the actual, you're right. No, you're right.
Because I was calling it crow's nest. You said, no, the crow's nest is something you climb all the way up to and blah, blah, blah. I was like, no, it's not. And you said, yes, it is. And I was like, fuck Ben. And then you were like, fuck Ronnie. And then guess what happened? You're right. It's called the bunny pad. And then I looked it up and a crow's nest is exactly what you told me. So there you go.
The crow's nest is the basket on top of the mast, right? Where you say, like, land ho. And then the bunny pad is the thing at the bottom where you say, hose, land on my penis.
I'm getting wasted on Pellegrinos. But yes, you were right. So here's two empty Pellegrinos for you, buddy.
I feel like you didn't hear my real stretch of a joke.
You cut out a little bit.
You know, it's for the best. People at home are going to listen. I'm not doing it again. It was bad the first. Wait, let's talk. Wait, can we address this first of all? Thank you for bringing that up. So I think that Kali is not going back to Below Deck because, okay, I love Kali and I love Kali's mom, obviously. I love Aunt Tibby. But the thing is this, Kali is acting like he is the Big Bang Theory going off the air. He's like, and with this will be my last rap that I do about Below Deck. I am hanging up my Below Deck rap hat and I'm doing it right now. And this is, with this post, it's the last I will speak about Below Deck Med. And then like his mom posted something that was like, we love you, Kali. Congratulations on two wonderful years on the yacht. We can't wait what your next adventure is. I'm like, what is this farewell tour? Like we love you, Kali, but we don't need all this farewell tour. Just be you. Be you, Kali. Be you.
Be you, Kali. He's like, goodbye.
Goodbye. Farewell.
Two seasons. That is a long time for a Below Deck. I mean, that is gold watch time for a Below Deck cast member to make it that long.
I just thought it was like, it was very much like this very, just as funny this is.
Like an in memoriam. It's like, goodbye. Okay, so the second important thing that happens is Kate's like, okay, lunch around 1:30, everybody. They're like, yeah, lunch at 1:30. Lunch at 1:30. Yeah,
lunch at 1:30. Lunch at 1:30.
Oprah's like, 1:30.
They say the lunch is coming out at 1:30.
So that becomes very important. So, are we ready? And someone's like, I left some veggie tacos out for you guys. They're outside. I was like, oh no, don't leave them outside. They're probably already sprouting potatoes and shit. Don't.
They have actually already turned into steam veggies. They're just like, they're just like, everything this season's just going to be wilted. It'll just be, all right, we're serving you a fresh wilted salad. Lightly warmed wilted salad on a bed of wilted other wilted things.
Lots of wilting.
So now it's time to leave the dock. It's our first dock leaving time. So we're going to do that. So they pull up those ropes and it's a lot of Ashton saying things like, I really have to prove myself because I have to show myself that I can do this without getting an erection this year. So we're going to do it. Basin. Basin.
Kevin's talking about how, you know, it's really all about the food. Like, I mean, who cares how the dock is pulled in and out or how the boat is pulled in and out of dock? It's really all about the food, which they, of course, intercut with the docking drama. Yeah. And then we see the crew eating spaghetti. And I was like, that is not the way to win with the crew, okay? You can't make everything so fancy for everybody else and then just serve them some crappy bolognese stuff.
Do they have bolognese? So then Courtney's making mojitos and stuff. And Kate's very happy. She's like, Courtney's great at service, oddly enough, because she doesn't seem like she's ever done anything for anyone in her entire life. And Simone's great in the laundry room, and they're also nice and respectful. This is so refreshing. I can't wait for them to totally fall apart in about 48 hours.
So then, let's see. Kate's setting the table, and she's like, Kevin, I'm going down to change. Okay, so we've just seen her working, and we've just seen her saying she's going down to change, and he says, okay. So Simone goes up to take drink orders from people, and the guy's like, hey, when's lunch? And she doesn't know that it's at 1:30.
Well, no, he says, hey, what time's lunch? I mean, no rush, it's fine, I'm just curious. Which I think it's important to say that he said, no big deal, just curious.
Yeah. So then she goes down.
She tells Michael Castellano, she says, oh, I think it's about 30 minutes or so, about 30 minutes, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, this is not a joke. I'm just saying, I don't know if they put the time up, but the point is that I'm building a case.
We have to get the details.
I'm building a case right now.
You're getting your evidence in.
So I'm just saying these are important things. He said no big deal, and then she told him 30 minutes. So he should know that in about 30 minutes. And then when she leaves, Katy Perry was like, I am so hungry. But she's really sweet. She wasn't complaining. She's like, I'm so hungry. Like, I'm excited for in 30 minutes when I finally get to eat. Even though apparently I forgot that there were veggie tacos for me to snack on.
Yeah, that I just stayed. Sorry, and Simone's like, asking what time they could be served lunch. You know, they're just asking, no big deal. It's not a big deal. And he's like, well, I'm just waiting for Kate to call it. So where's Kate, you know?
And Kate, by the way, said, another thing is that Kate said it's going to be around 1:30 when we drop anchor. So
She said lunch at 1:30.
She said about 1:30 after we drop anchor. So she's also kind of waiting to drop anchor, right? So now Simone goes in, has this conversation with Kevin, and then like turns around and right there is Michael Castellano. And he's like, hey, what time is lunch? I'm like, you just asked that like 2 minutes ago and you tried to act like you were totally chill and everything is fine. But now you've actually come all the way downstairs to ask a question
again. I
totally
see what he's doing because it's what happens with my parents in restaurants. I bring up my parents a lot today. I don't know why. Love you, parents. But it's what they do in restaurants. My mom's like, where's our food? And then my dad goes up to the kitchen like, hi, where's our food? You know, he's seeing her get annoyed because she's like, I'm so hungry. Oh, my God, if I don't eat soon. So he's like, excuse me. I need to check on my girlfriend's food who I'm about to propose to.
Well, here's the thing that bothered me is that I totally get that. And I totally understand why he went down there. But he had just asked what time is lunch. So for him to go downstairs and ask again what time is lunch – to me, seemed actually kind of like passive aggressive. He knows it was supposed to be in 30 minutes, and he knows he should have just said like, "Hey, I know lunch is in 30 minutes, but we're really hungry. Any chance we could like get that sooner?" But the fact that he like was too afraid to say that and instead was like, "What time is lunch again?" For some reason, it just like bothered me on like a very deep and profound level. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you see why I'm annoyed by it?
I mean, yeah, I guess. I just think he's going down there because his girlfriend's mad. I don't think it's really that. I think you're more mad at her, but you don't know it because he's the one taking action.
I'm not mad at her. I'm mad at him because he was like, because he was just like passive aggressive about it. Like acting like he hadn't asked that already. Like he already got an answer to that question.
But she didn't say half an hour, did she, to him?
Originally,
she just said, I don't know.
But she said in about half an hour.
Oh, she did? The wife is or the girlfriend's like, I don't know.
I just don't like the way Michael Castellano handled the situation. Yeah. And he's trying to be all chill and like, everything's cool. But he's like secretly high maintenance. That's the issue.
Well, in service, there are guys like that. He doesn't come across as a guy like this to me. But there are the people who are like, thank you so much, 10%. Or like they talk to the manager. They're the people who are being overly nice, but really they're assholes. But I'm not getting an asshole vibe from him.
He's like, how much longer is it going to be? I don't know.
I'm getting the asshole vibe from Kevin. But I guess that's normal. Like they set you up to feel that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We'll see. I mean, Michael can certainly redeem himself. He seems, as charter guests go, he seems very lovely. I did not like how he handled his lunch requests.
Yeah. Well, now it's the Kate trying to poop. I don't know that she's trying to poop, but she just went down to change. And now someone's like, Kate. She's like, what? She's like, the guests want food. Can I tell Kevin? It's no big deal. I mean, it's no big deal. Except that he said it wasn't a big deal. Then he came down to tattletale about it not being a big deal. And I don't know. Now I'm down here knocking on the door while you might be pooping. So I don't know if it's a big deal to you, but I'll do whatever you want. Whatever you want.
Kate's like, oh, fine, just like get it started. She's like, I just feel like a mom just trying to have 2 minutes to go to the bathroom, and the kids are just like knocking on the door, being like, Mom, can I come in? Can I come in here with you? Mom. Like, no.
So then get ready to drop the hook, Ashton. 2 shots in the drop, huh?
Shackle, shackle.
And the anchor drops, and Captain Lee goes, felt like a stick to me. Booyah.
Let me tell you one thing. That anchor is not going to jail. That anchor is, it's sticking to the ocean. That's what it's doing. With pride.
Sticky. So now it's time for the guest to sit for lunch. And Kate comes up, like, tucking in her shirt. And they just start serving. I thought it was going to be a much bigger drama. But meanwhile,
well, there is a light drama.
Did Kevin say something like, no,
there is a drama. Because they, like, basically Simone and Courtney, like, head out to serve lunch. And they've got, like, they're, like, really happy. They got these big bowls of carrot salad. And Simone's got, like, a platter of sad poached chicken. Because I feel like poached chicken is one of the saddest things ever. Even if it tastes good, I look at it and I think it's sad. So
oh,
she...
It looks like sous vide.
It just looks like
gelatin.
This blah. So she's bringing out this poached chicken. They're like all happy, like, hi-ho, hi-ho. It's off to lunch we go. And then they get there and they realize there's no plates on the table. So they have to do a double back to get the plates. And Kate's like, huh, well, there's no plates on the table because usually chefs plate meals. But we're doing it family style. Because we are a family, apparently. We are a family.
And Kevin's like, huh. Plates on the table. I mean, that's 101. They haven't even got the one. And she's like, okay, well, why don't you guys go ahead and put that on the side table while you get plates and deal with this crazy person who thinks we're a family. Okay, just do that. And he's like, so we're just going to leave stuff out there? And she's like, well, they had to bring the carrot salads out. Okay, so, and he's like, okay, come on, let's try and be positive. It's the first time. She's like, I'm not negative. I'm just relying on the facts, buddy. Ha. Huh?
Yeah, here's the one saying, like, he needs to calm down also. He needs to have a little chef seat, which he will be taking on the toilet soon enough. Because he's like, it's the first service, let's be positive, not negative. I'm like, you're the one who's just like, where's Kate? This is embarrassing. How embarrassing? What an embarrassing first child of family. How embarrassing? I'm like, you're the one who was being negative.
Yeah, someone negging by being negative.
Yeah.
You know, it's like somebody negging you by accusing you of being negative, is what I meant to say. It's like,
yeah.
Fair, well, okay, Kevin? It's just not fair, Kevin.
The good news is that everyone likes the lunch, and everyone's like, oh, this is so good. And then there's like some dad guy on there who's like, this is the best lunch I've had today.
Fuck you, dude. Ass, passive aggressive ass.
I didn't think that was passive. I thought he was just making a dad joke. Like,
I thought he was making a like, oh, we waited all day for this, and like, great, it was great. I mean, it was lunch.
I love
how
we're like,
I had today.
We really interpreted so many different things on this episode. Like,
yes,
we found all
I
these
see
layers.
People as inherently shitty, and you see people as inherently like
jokes.
Intelligent, seasoned, you know.
And yet, I was mad at Michael Castellano,
the one I thought was totally reasonable. So there you go. I guess because I was expecting him to be more of it anyway. time to go on Water Toys. I love them.
Yeah, I love it. They get off the boat and I can just like be quiet for a moment and just sit in this mental bubble bath and mom, how do you make it old fashioned again?
It's its only second I get alone. God damn it.
That's my mother when we did that as kids. She would just scream. You hear her like slamming on the door. Please just leave me alone.
This really is a triggering episode for you.
It is. It's a parental trigger episode. So Kevin is making Thai dinner tonight.
He's making
a Thai restaurant.
Yeah.
When he was younger.
Also,
and,
he's in Thailand.
And yeah, go figure. Yeah. I was like, we're having in Mexico.
I also feel like that's what he would lead with. It's like, well, I'm going to make Thai food tonight because I worked in a restaurant 15 years ago, a Thai restaurant. I'm like, and you're in Thailand and you have Thai ingredients, so you're going to make Thai food.
Yeah, you're in Thailand now. They just call it food.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay. You can say you're making Thai food because you're in Thailand.
Yeah. So Tanner is like, Kate, you're looking lovely as always, Kate. She's like, thanks, Tanner. He goes, and what, I don't look lovely? She's like, yep, it's my little black dress. Take it everywhere. He's like, okay, so I don't look handsome? What the fuck?
Yeah. What the fuck? Well, it's not that you don't look handsome. Just like, you ever play that game Frogger? And you know, you're trying to get across the road, and then a car hits you, and then you're like a flat frog? That's kind of what you look like right now. Anyway.
That's you.
Thanks for the compliment, though.
Yeah, she just completely ignores it altogether. So then, guess what Simone's doing? Laundry. Never should have said that. Never should have said it.
The deck crew is just like on the verge of passing out with all the humidity, and they're pulling stuff up and in and up and out, and they're all just, they're changing their shirt every 30 minutes because they're just all sweating all the way through it. And it's like 7:55 p.m. And Ashton's like, and basically no one's eaten yet. And Ashton, I think this is where Ashton feels like all this guilt. He's like, who he has eaten? And they're like, no one. And he's like, oh, he's like, I'm such a terrible leader. I didn't even tell them to go eat their food. I mean, what sort of boosting doesn't tell them to eat their own food? Tonight when I jack off, I'm going to be thinking about that. I'm going to be jacking off in guilt.
I'm a monster. So then table settings and turn downs and putting toys up and blah, blah, blah. So he sends people off to lunch and everybody's fist bumping. He's like, thanks for being such a great crew. And they're like, we are a great crew. Family, crew bump.
Huh. Family. So then down in the kitchen.
Food.
Yeah. Kevin is, he has like a giant like Wagyu beef thing. And Courtney's like, what's that? And he's like, it's Wagyu beef. And then the thing is, it's this giant packet. And so there's all this like bloody juice that's like accumulated on the bottom. And he goes, I'll give you half my tip if you drink that. And she goes, ew. And Captain Lee is right there. Captain Lee's like, ha, 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 ha. Now that's comedy. That's funny right there. Funny stuff.
So then Kevin's like, Kate, 2 minutes. He's like, they're going to get cold. Let's go. If I poured them, it's time to go. It's time to go. They're like, jeez. All right. So the lady's like, this is incredible.
Yeah. Mm. They love the Tom Yum. It's the best Thai food they've ever had. And then downstairs, while everyone's having the Tom Yum, it's time to get the main ready. And Kevin's like, you know what is strange, guys? We have 7 guests, but only 1 main plate. Can I get 6 more, please? And you just know Kate was like, internal.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I've done chef math. So can we get out there? I mean, God, service is such an afterthought on this boat. And she's like, get off my ass. How about that?
Yeah, I have a feeling that Kevin, he's very particular, and I feel like he is going to be losing it very soon, especially once I start pushing back against him. Passive-aggressively and destroy him.
If a chef isn't crazy, then their food is bad. And tonight he proved he can cook very well. So then Ashton is eating with the other deckhands, and he's like, "Save, what do you think of the other stews?" And Tanner's like, "Simone's cool, but Courtney's quiet." And Britt, what's her name? I wrote Bree. What's her
Allison?
Name? It takes me time. Allison Brie. She's doing such a great job on Below Deck. Wow. She played Baker, she played Rocky, she just plays all the different parts.
An accomplished actress, yeah. So Allie, yeah, something about Allie.
No, Brie. This girl named Brie. Britt, we know her name, the new girl with red hair. She's like, I'll just give her Allison. Brian. Sorry, I only read 3 letters. So for the first few episodes of Below Deck, I'm always confused. So Brian's like, just give her a couple of drinks. She'll be fine. And he's like, you know what? I want to hook up with Kate. Like, I tend to lean towards older women. Like, last woman I was with was 58. You know, 1 minute we're playing darts, and the next she's driving me to work. You're not only attracted to older people. You're attracted to people who play darts.
Okay? Her name That's was Ramona Singer, and she couldn't throw a dart. But guess what? She apparently is a maven with real estate. That's hot.
She just kept saying I'm single and ready to mingle. I didn't know what was going on.
She said she's going to introduce me to her best friend slash daughter. I was like, I don't know who that is, but cool.
So Courtney overhears him talking about how he likes Kate. And she's like,
I'm going to tell her immediately.
Yeah. Then upstairs, Michael and his girlfriend Samantha are FaceTiming their dog at home, which I feel like if Kate had seen that, she'd be like, even though Kate's a dog person, I still feel like she'd been like, FaceTiming a dog? Really?
Well, I think all people are like that until they actually have a dog, because you know my ass will do that. I'm like, put Peeler on. But can't Peeler text me?
So the guests are going to go to sleep, and Michael basically tells Kevin that tomorrow night for the private dinner, Michael is going to propose to Samantha. And so it's going to be a really big, special, super awesome, incredibly important dinner.
And Kevin's like, obviously, filet mignon and massive lobsters.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll prepare them with my hands, with my very own fingertips. And nothing could go wrong. Oh, stomach cramp. Diarrhea coming through.
Oh, God. And here we go with the poop.
Yeah. Ooh, it was a lot. First, actually, it was okay because at this point, like, he's just like, oh, something's going on in the air. Doesn't feel right, but I'm going to go through it. And then he's like, it's going to be okay. And then we go over to Courtney, who, like, walks up to Kate and goes, Tana wants a bagno. Kate's like, what? Tana wants a bagno. I'm sorry, what? Tana wants a bagno. That's flattering. Also super creepy.
And then Courtney's like, I know. Excuse you, ma'am. It's not up to you to say. How rude. Fucker.
I think Tanner's the cutest thing ever. I would think he's the cutest thing ever if I were in my 20s and had no standards and were blind and deaf. But I'm none of those things, so he's awful.
Sorry. Tell the flid to keep a lid on it, all right? Yeah. I had to look at my note that I wrote to figure out what DILF was to remember what that was. So then the poop really starts.
We see
Acid sleeping while we just hear, and they really put in every sound of diarrhea ever.
More
and
than just, ever before.
Oh, I mean, it is disgusting.
It was really like very authentic Foley. It was just like, really, like, we were there. It felt like it was like surround sound somehow. I was like, oh wow, this is happening. And he was just basically Kevin shitting up a storm. He is shitting up a massive storm.
And then Ashton is in bed, and this is their bathroom. You know, he's like, Jesus Christ. And so he comes out and he goes, what have you done in there, bro?
He turned into Jack. What have you done in there, bro?
What have you done, bro?
Like the toilet just turns into Asia. Help me.
So Kevin, you know, is sick, guys. Shocker. Yeah, so Kate hits toes on door. Oh, it just shows Kate kind of tripping. She's like, ow. Okay, so guess what brunch is? Family style. Again. Yeah. So I guess this is just Kevin's thing. It's going to be family style all the time, right?
And he's like serving brunch. And in the middle of brunch service, he again has to go down to the bathroom. And he's like, again, shitting himself like numb. And we just are hearing all these noises. And then the producers are so shady because as we're hearing this like very realistic and like intense like sound, it then cuts to someone like coffee just coming out of a Keurig, just streaming out.
Yes. I was like,
and then it goes to commercial.
And then they cut to him pooping again. And then they cut to like stirring around any kind of food product that looks like poop. You know, it's like chocolate crisps. The espresso's flirting out. And then he's like,
chocolate my stomach froyo.
And then it goes to like something churning in the kitchen.
they were just like going to town with the visuals. They really were.
Oh, God. So Kate tells the captain, she's like, Kevin asked for a medical kit. So, well, I mean, I don't even know what he needs. Like, will medicine slow it down or speed it up? I'm surprised that no one was like, have we poisoned the guests?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, exactly.
What is this?
Yeah. That was my first thought. But, like, no one seemed to really care about that. Also surprising that there was, like, no Pepto-Bismol on the boat. So, meanwhile, the guests are going to do a beach picnic, and so Courtney gets assigned to go on the picnic with Tana, and so she's like, the last thing I want to do is be on a beach right now. I mean, be on a beach waiting on people. I'll be on a beach being served, but, like, I don't want to do the serving. So she's, like, all annoyed.
I have stepped on nothing but shells. This is disgusting.
She just complains the whole time. And Tanner's like,
If I get a tan from this polo, like, then I will... I'm just saying, I'm going to not have a polo tan. That's for sure. I feel like I'm just, like, walking. Have you ever realized that, like, sometimes sand, it's just, like, little tiny rocks? And, like, since when do we have to walk on rocks? This is rude.
This is disgusting. Yeah, she's complaining the whole time. Tanner's like, you know, I don't know if I'd date a girl like that. Oh, just what everyone is wondering. What you would fucking date. Who cares?
Yeah.
Shut up.
But she is kind of being... Courtney. She's
being
Courtney.
She is being ridiculous. She's going on and on. And I can't tell if she's actually spoiled or it's actually her weird sense of humor where she's like, these are all like her jokes, you know? Because I could actually see it that this is her way of cracking jokes. But I can also see it as being massively misinterpreted too. So yeah. Kate is looking for medicine and stuff. And then Kevin is just shitting some more. And we just and now his shits are getting dramatic because now when he's in the bathroom, he's going, Jesus, Mr. Dobson. I'm like, I don't know if he is Mr. Dobson. Is he Kevin Dobson? Or is that like an expression in like Australia? Like, Jesus, Mr. Dobson. Like when things are going tough.
I was counting on you to know. Any kind of information like that, I expect you to know, Ben. So.
You know, because like Bob's your uncle. Like, is that like a Bob's your uncle? Like, Jesus, Mr. Dobson. You say that when things are tough. Like, oh, Jesus, Mr. Dobson.
Well, there's the author, James Clayton Dobson, evangelical Christian author. And there's Jesus in the classroom and Dear Mr. Jesus, a 1986 child abuse song. Those are the top searches for Jesus, Mr. Dobson. So I'm guessing he's a Mr. Dobson.
I'm looking up. There is a Kevin Dobson. Oh, yeah. His name is Kevin Dobson. So he's referring to himself. Okay. Jesus, Mr. Dobson.
Yeah. Makes mystery soul.
Yeah. Also sort of sounds like a movie that might be like an indie, like a British movie.
Jesus, Mr.
Dobson.
Yeah. Jesus, Mr. Dobson.
He's like a working class teacher who is like decided that he wants to fly from London to Leeds in a balloon, you know?
After his wife dies and there's a little boy and their balloon is tied to a house.
Jesus, Mr. Dobson, you can't do that. You got students.
Mr. Dobson, come back in.
Brenda Blethyn, get out of my Mr. Dobson movie, okay?
But then in the end, when Brenda Blethyn is looking out her window and seeing Mr. Dobson in his balloon going from London to Leeds, she looks up and she smiles and she goes, Jesus, Mr. Dobson.
And that's the end, right? It's just a bunch of pooping and food.
Just a bunch of pooping and then Kate saying, something's got into Kevin and it wants out. And just a close-up of shitting.
What a fun first episode. I'm psyched really for fun. This season.
Me too. I think it's going to be so good. Everyone, thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to talk Real Housewives of Orange County. And then, of course, Dallas. Our Dallas recap will not be up until Saturday because we are recapping it in Atlanta. And then after that, a classic Real Housewives of New York to recap. It's going to be so fun. Tickets are still available. Go to WatchCrappins.com. Buy some merch. Have a great time. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.